Please enter your password. You have 3 unheard messages. First message.
Marissa, it's John. I just heard. I don't know what to say. I'd gone so long without talking to y'all. You lose track of time. And now, I don't know. It's unreal. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that this happened, that I haven't been in touch. If it would help to... If I can do anything, just call me or shoot me a text. Same old number. I'll try again in a day or two. I'm so sorry.
End of message. Message deleted. Second message.
Hey, Riss, it's Em. Just checking in. I've got lasagna in the oven for you. I'll swing by around 6. If you're not home, I'll use a spare key and pop it in the fridge. I know there's a lot you have to do right now, but please call me back when you get the chance, just so I can hear your voice and know how you're doing. Oh, and Mr. Simmons said he's going to mow your lawn for you, so don't be surprised if your grass goes missing. Knowing him, he'll be out there at 5 a.m. He means well. Love you, Riss. Talk to you soon.
End of message. Message deleted. Third message.
Marissa, this is Mrs. Fulton. I know we spoke at the service. It was such a beautiful service, too. I know how hard it can be, how isolating it is. And there's one thing I forgot to mention before. As you know, I lost Mr. Fulton last year. God rest his soul. And I took it very hard. We had been together 34 years. And after we lost little Alex, it was just us. And now it's just me. And I don't mean to go on, but it hasn't been easy. It still isn't easy. I don't know if it ever gets easy. But some things help. And one thing, it has helped me so much. It's called Medium. It's on your phone, but it's very easy to use. But you're young, you know how those things work. Look at me going on and on. But nothing helped me more than Medium. If you miss him, if you need to hear his voice and talk to him again, sometimes that's all you need. I'll pray for you, Marissa. There's nothing else to do at a time like this.
End of message. Message deleted. You have one saved message. To listen to saved messages, please. First saved message.
Hey, babe, it's Gabe. I was just calling to remind you of my eternal and undying love, and also to tell you that a certain someone won $25 from a scratch-off today, and one lucky lady is getting treated to Applebee's tonight. I gotta go. But I love you. I love you. I love, 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 love you. Applebee's, babe. I love you. See you later, babe.
End of message.
Why did she even come? Did y'all keep in touch or?
No, I have not thought about that woman for, well, since I was in sixth grade.
Did she know Gabe?
No. I don't know. How could she? Gabe didn't grow up here.
It would be weird if Gabe had a secret friendship with your sixth grade teacher that he never told you about.
Now that you say it.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking.
He would somehow befriend my most forgettable middle school teacher.
The man made friends for no good reason. With anyone.
You saw how many people were there, Em.
I know. Like, people I don't even know.
And we're from here.
Obviously, some of them were family or his friends from Tallahassee or wherever. But still.
What do you think they did together?
Who?
Gabe and Mrs. Fulton.
I couldn't even.
Oh, feed ducks, maybe?
She seems like a duck feeder. And they'd talk about, I don't know, what do old people talk about? Tempur-Pedic mattresses?
She'd complain about the students getting worse every year.
And Gabe would be like, look on the bright side. Soon you'll go deaf and won't have to listen to them anymore. He would have names for all the ducks, too. Oh, he'd name them after her students that year. And they'd scold the ducks for quacking, so... Riss? Oh, Chris, I'm sorry I got carried away.
No. It's nice. I like it. It just makes me sad.
You want me to come over?
No. No, I'm okay. I'll be okay. It's just sometimes when we talk about him, I forget that. And then...
I know, Riss. Me too.
In the message she left, Mrs. Fulton mentioned something. This app called Medium. Have you heard of it?
I think I saw an article about it once. But I don't really know what it is.
Neither did I, but I read about it some. I don't know. It seems weird.
It's like they make a voice that sounds like...
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. It sounds stupid, but...
Riss, I'm always here to talk. I know I can't... No one's gonna replace Gabe. No one can. Nothing can.
I know. I just thought... I don't know what I thought. My brain is mush. When he died, obviously it was a shock, but there was all this stuff I had to do. Funeral planning and contacting people and tons of legal stuff all day, every day. That's all I've thought about. Now, everything's taken care of, and I don't have anything to think about but Gabe. And I can barely think.
I'm gonna come over tonight, okay? We'll order out and we'll watch something. Very, very dumb.
The Bachelor?
Dumber than that. So dumb, you'll wish you were even stupider, so you wouldn't have to think about how dumb it is.
Okay. Love you, Em.
I love you. I'll message you before I come over.
Okay. See you then.
Using relevant voicemails, videos, texts, emails, apps, and other pertinent data, we can contact your dearly departed. The more data we have, the stronger your connection to your dearly departed will be. Allow Medium to access your phone. One moment. Please wait while we process the data for your dearly departed. At Medium, we offer our users a place of solace where they can connect with the ones they've lost and say the things they always meant to say. Remember, they are always with us, and now they are just a phone call away. Please wait while we process the data for your dearly departed.
My father and I, we weren't close that last 10 years or so. But when he was gone, I felt this big hole in my life. And I realized the hole really had always been there. And now I could never fix it. But my therapist recommended trying Medium. And it let me say things that I should have said a long time ago. And my father had a chance to tell me, to tell me things I knew he felt, but that he never had the chance to say.
Medium, because you and your dearly departed deserve a second chance. Processing complete. With the data you have submitted, we will establish a connection with your dearly departed. This may take up to 2 or 3 days. You will receive a notification when your dearly departed is ready to convene with you.
You have 2 unheard messages. First message.
Hey Riz, it's just Trisha. I know you might not feel like talking, but I want to let you know that I'm thinking about you. Game night is tomorrow. If you feel up to it, there'll be pizza. No pressure, obviously. But if you want to come, I will see you tomorrow, maybe.
End of message. Message deleted. Second message.
Hey, Marissa. It's John again. I don't want to take up your time. I'm just checking back in. You and Gabe have been on my mind a lot. Sorry. I never know how I'm doing with these voicemails. I'm just a call away. Take care.
End of message deleted. You have one saved message. First saved message.
Hey, babe. It's Gabe. I was just calling to remind you of my eternal and undying love, and also to tell you that a certain someone won $25 from a scratch-off today, and one lucky lady is getting treated to Applebee's tonight. I gotta go, but I love you. I love you. I love, 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 love you. Applebee's, babe. I love you. See you later, babe.
Do you think it's weird?
I don't know. I don't know him.
He and Gabe hadn't talked in... not since our wedding, probably.
Was he there?
No, he didn't come. He couldn't. He had a business trip or something, but he called Gabe to apologize.
They didn't have a falling out or...
No, not that I know of. They just lost touch. But it's been 4 years, and they weren't exactly super close then. I barely know him.
They were childhood friends, Riss. He probably regrets not...
Yeah, I know. You're right. I don't know why I'm being weird about it.
You're not being weird.
I should call him.
Only if you want to. Hey. Want to hear about my work drama?
Please, I need some tea. It's been nothing but condolences and people being awkward around me for weeks now.
Okay, so. You remember Manic Trixie team member?
The one who boinked the manager?
Yeah, well, guess who she boinked this time?
I don't know. Everyone?
Good guess. She went down on the team lead in the walk-in.
That walk-in sees a lot of action.
You'd think it would be too cold.
Right?
And just a little recap. This is the same team lead who made out with the manager at the Christmas party.
Wait, same manager?
Yep.
I'm never eating there again. There's no way that food isn't contaminated. You make it sound like an orgy.
Yeah, an orgy where everyone hates each other.
How does anything get done?
I'm just trying to get my paycheck and stay out of the splash zone.
Oh my God. Never again. Even if you get me free food.
You coming to game night tonight?
Maybe. I really should. Like, right now I want to. I just have to get off my ass later.
How about I pick you up? Then you have to go.
I'm not on your way.
Come on. We can talk on the way over. God knows we won't get a chance once we're there.
Okay, let's do it.
I'll get you around 7.
See you at 7.
Love you, Riss.
Love you.
Welcome back to Medium. We have successfully established a connection with your dearly departed. Please wait.
First time I tried Medium was after my friend Ember moved on to the next plane. I just had the feeling that we had more to share with each other. Now we talk every day. We're closer than ever. I commune with my grandmother, too. She is much more accepting of my lifestyle now that she isn't bound by her earthly prejudices.
Your dearly departed is ready to speak with you. Before we open a channel between you, please listen to this brief disclaimer.
In accordance with the AI Disclosure Act of 2032, Article 3, Medium is an AI technology that emulates the experience of communicating with a deceased loved one by using data collection and deep learning to develop a procedurally generated personality composite referred to as a Dearly Departed. A Dearly Departed profile is a product of computational technologies and should not in any way be confused with the possible existence of an afterlife or an intangible soul. Medium Technologies does not claim to offer a means of contacting deceased individuals and is not liable for any misapprehensions that may stem therefrom. Do you understand the preceding statement and consent to our terms and conditions? Please respond yes or no.
Yes?
Please wait. Your dearly departed is on the other side of the line. In just a moment, you will hear their voice again. We are overjoyed to reconnect you with your dearly departed.
Hey, babe, it's Gabe.
You have 3 unheard messages. First message.
Hello, Marissa. Gloria. I was hoping I could swing by sometime this week to pick up those things we talked about. I'm free Wednesday afternoon, and I may be able to find time on Thursday. Are you free one of those days? It would also be nice if... Gabe loved those little sculptures he did so much. If you don't mind, I may take a few. I'm making...
Message deleted. Second message.
Hey, Marissa. Sorry I missed your call. Glad to hear that you're managing as well as you are, at least. I'll try again soon. We can't play phone tag forever, right? My phone is just chronically on silent. You too?
Message deleted. Third message.
Miss Gerard? Hey, this is Randy with Cypress Grove. What, due to an oversight, we have a small issue. It seems we have double booked your husband's plot. What I mean is the plot was sold to two people, and while your husband happened to be the first to pass, the other party had already purchased the plot. So if you could give us a call or come in and see us, we'll do our best to resolve this issue to everyone's satisfaction. We would be happy to offer maybe a partial refund or... What? What? Do you... No, I already... No, I'm sorry. I'm sure we can settle on a solution. We're very sorry for any inconvenience or emotional distress this much cost. What? Do you want to talk to her? Sorry for any inconvenience this may cause you. It's just a formality. I'll talk to you soon, I hope. Bye.
End of message. Message deleted. You have one saved. First saved message.
Hey, babe. It's Gabe. I was just calling to remind you of my eternal and undying love, and also to tell you that a certain someone won $25 from a scratch-off today, and one lucky lady is getting treated to Applebee's tonight. I gotta go, but I love you. I love you. I love you. Applebee's, babe. I love you. See you later, babe.
Sculptures? Gabe made sculptures?
She means his Warhammer shit.
Oh, I was like, did Gabe have a whole artistic side I somehow missed?
Why does she want them? She was always bitching about his toys before. All of a sudden, they're sculptures?
I'm sure she wants something that was important to him.
She never cared before.
Well...
She can't start caring now just because
she didn't get his nerdy hobby. I don't get it either. In fact, I seem to recall you complaining about how many he had.
Okay, but they take up the whole room.
And about how much they cost.
Damn it, Em, I get it, okay?
They do take up an entire room.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with them?
I don't even know. I hadn't thought about it.
You could probably let her have a few.
It feels wrong to break up his collection.
You have to do something with them. You're going to have a whole damn room in your house full of tiny space monster sculptures?
God, sculptures.
You should sell them or donate them. I'm sure some kid would love them.
Or some grown-ass married man.
Sure, but what are you going to do with them?
I should keep a few, though. Some of his favorites.
You mean like Gloria wants to do?
Shut up, Em. You're the worst friend. You're supposed to say stuff that makes me feel good.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Gloria is such a bitch, isn't she? Like, she doesn't even know how to play Warhammer.
Oh, Em, I don't know what to do. The house is full of Gabe. What do I do with all of it? I can't get rid of everything, but I can't keep everything either.
Riss, you don't...
It's my whole life. It's like my life is just... It doesn't make any sense anymore. My life was full of Gabe, and now there's no Gabe, but my life is still full of Gabe stuff.
You have time. I can help you pack it up. You can sell some of it, or...
No, not just his stuff. His mom, his friends, that one friend who keeps trying to... It's... I don't know. It's like they expect me to fill up the space he took up, or... Oh, I can't think...
Be like that for a while. He was a big part of all their lives, of all our lives. It'll take a long time to...
It's so weird, Em. You expect to be sad and heartbroken and devastated. You know about grief, and I knew I'd be lonely, but on top of all of that, it's weird. Like, unreal. He's here, but he's not. Everything's different, but the same. Nothing feels right.
Hey, how about we do something super normal? The most normal stuff you can think of. We can go shopping and see a super normal movie and eat the most normal burgers at a run-of-the-mill diner. Just a boring, perfect normal afternoon.
I don't know.
My treat. You deserve to feel normal for just one day.
Maybe. Burgers do sound nice.
See you soon. Super soon.
Yeah.
Normal girls doing normal stuff together. Nothing weird about that.
The more you say normal, the weirder it sounds.
Right. I'll shut up. I'm coming over.
I'll get ready.
Love you. Be there in a jiffy.
Thanks, Em.
Hey, babe. It's Gabe.
Hey.
What's up?
What?
Why'd you call, babe?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. A little weird. You doing all right? Have you had any fainting spells, chronic fatigue, gangrenous wounds?
Gangrenous?
Explosive diarrhea, vomiting blood, a hunger for human flesh.
Oh my gosh.
Because if so, you may be turning into a zombie. Or you could just have food poisoning.
Vomiting blood and cannibalistic tendencies from food poisoning?
Who can fathom the mysteries of the human GI tract?
I don't know. Probably a gastroenterologist.
Oh, right. Always answering my rhetorical questions in the most logical of ways.
They always have really obvious answers. I don't even know if they qualify as rhetorical questions.
What is a rhetorical question, anyway?
It's when someone asks a question that doesn't require an answer either because...
Wasted by my own petard.
What is a petard?
Is that a rhetorical question?
No.
Oh, I have no idea what a petard is. Why were you calling again?
I wanted to hear your voice.
Aw. Have you had enough of it yet?
Not yet.
So you want to hear my voice, but there isn't anything in particular you want to talk about.
Just talk to me. Say whatever you want.
All right. Just anything at all. No problem. 84 years ago, our forefathers suffered the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune to do a far, far better thing. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to fight... For the right to party! Like that?
That's what I love about you, Gabe. I never know what you're gonna say next.
What's that?
Oh, it's M. I should go.
It was good talking, babe. Call me anytime. I love you.
I'll talk to you again. I think I needed this.
Bye-bye, babe.
Bye.
That was part one of Medium, written by Matthew Morris. You heard the voices of Jack Townsend, Erica Durr, Pam Freshney, Matthew Morris, Helen Jacks, Helen Schmell, Eddie Lanius, Lady Delaney, Alicia Atkins, Andrew Ferrier, Anne Mammoth, and James Lanius. One and only one role was voiced by AI. The episode art was by Chris Maroy. Medium is a three-part series, and the other two episodes will be coming along in the next couple of weeks. In the meantime, if you're hankering for more, check out our back catalog for Matthew's other three-part phone call-based audio drama about the customer experience, Clone of My Own. You can find those and all of our episodes on YouTube or your podcast platform of choice at The Snake's Paw. And you can find us online at thesnakespaw.com or on Instagram. Also, y'all, The Snake's Paw is a little independent show made between friends. And for the most part, those friends are giving their time just because we love making things together. But we also love to see creative people getting paid for their work. And we are so pleased to say this series is the first time we've ever been able to pay all our performers and artists on the proceeds from the show. It's a big landmark for us, and it's possible thanks to the support y'all have thrown in on Ko-Fi. We are extremely grateful. If you want to be in that number, you can throw in the tip jar, monthly, one-off, whatever you like, at ko-fi.com/thesnakespaw. That's ko-fi.com/thesnakespaw. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.